Welcome to Live Unreal with Jeff Glover and Glover U.
All right, Tracy. It's going to take me a long time to go through all these, so I'm going to go through them really fast. Retreat, summit, prospecting bootcamp, buyer business accelerator, listing mastery, systems of real estate, marketing mastery, team building, sales rocket, one-on-one coaching. You've been at it for 6 years. Last year, you also had an increase in business, a pretty substantial increase in business. You went from 76 units closed in 2022 for $19 million, just yourself, to 95 units and $28 million. And of course, now it's you and 1.5 agents. So first things first, congratulations on the increase. Now, how'd you do it?
So first, I want to explain what 1.5 agents is. There's not a half of a human. So what he's meaning is my husband got licensed at the end of year before last, and so he was an agent for a full year, and then we added Courtney in July, on July 1st, so that's what half of an agent is.
Okay. So one agent that worked half the year.
Yes.
There we go.
Fair enough. I don't want them to think there's like half people walking around. So what was the question now?
So how'd you have that increase? And by the way, we should say, even though it's on the screen, Tracy, you're from where?
Greenville, South Carolina. I'm the one that dropped all the candy off on your desk, and you'll always find me give you treats and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah. You're welcome. So our business, I care so much about giving, whether it's parties or it's presents or candy or any of that kind of stuff. So our business is past repeat business. And past repeat like referrals,
yeah,
as well as agent to agent business, and then expireds.
Okay,
that's where our business comes from. And if you want to tap into
the increase came from what?
The biggest increase I would say is agent to agent and past clients. Mm-hmm. I took Taylor's class. It was called Operations Mastery First. Now it's Systems of Real Estate. Mm-hmm. And one of the love languages I said is gifts. And you do 4 VIP boxes a year. And then you touch on them and you love on them. And so I turn that also into how I treat my referral partners. And so exactly my touch program for my clients is the same touch program I have for my referral partners. So if you are already in my database, you got an Apple box this year. I'm sure Sunshine can tell you about it. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, can I tell them retreat what I'm going to start doing?
Sure.
Okay. So if you're my referral partner starting at every Glover event, that's retreat or summit, you will be able to sign ahead of time, and you'll sign up for a time to get your headshots done and a new video bio done on us. We'll have a booth out there like every other vendor, and you'll be able to do that. As well as if you take and make us a video of why you refer to us, you will be entered into a drawing of 3 people that will get a VIP ticket to the next event that Glover has.
That's awesome.
So that's one of the things.
Yeah. And by the way, hold on a second. All right. Yes, you can clap for that. She asked the question, how can I provide value? How can we make this win-win? So of course I'm considered for Greenville, South Carolina referral, and also provide value to the audience.
Right.
And that was where you led with that.
That's right. So like, if you think about it, when you're upset that you didn't get a listing or you keep seeing somebody else's sign, your coach is going to tell you, well, you need to take market share. You need to get mind share. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really like seeing other people's names said in the group. So I was like, what can I do to take market share? What can I do to take mind share?
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a limiting belief. People do move to your area because I've sent you a referral.
They
closed.
I know. That is a limiting belief. I know. I just poke fun.
And then one of the things that we do is our client events, because we have an ample amount. We have 9 a year. I can send you a playbook on any of them.
9 client events a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's I know. I'm crazy.
So by the way, hold on a second. Your closings from your database, you have 450 people in your past client sphere of influence database,
mm-hmm.
450, and you had 40 closings from that group.
Correct.
Which is just under 10%. And you know, we teach 8%. We teach 8% as the target. All right, we'll talk about this tomorrow and how to get to 8%, but you're just over that. You're probably 8.5% or 9%.
And the weird thing is we're just now starting newsletters this year.
Mm-hmm.
We never did them before. I like to be face-to-face with people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an introvert-extrovert, so this is really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it was on my vision board. So that he says have one, it actually comes to pass. So I'm like, yay.
Yeah.
So client events for us look like our, why am I blanking? Oh, we have the Pi Day. Aaron also does it. We do it in March on Pi Day as well as in the fall. Mm-hmm. Our adult Easter egg hunt where we have miniature bottles of alcohol and large Easter eggs and we do it like a scavenger hunt. And it's wild.
I'm trying to picture that.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Do you have the drunken Easter bunny there too?
We don't. We, now we will. That will now happen.
Just for entertainment.
Jeff has a costume.
I've got a costume.
My son was the last time for Easter bunny, so I don't think he'll be drunk, but we'll have to find a new person for the bunny this time.
Do you know the first time I put on that costume? This was a true story. This was not intentional. I had no idea. I just put the legs on. I zipped it up in the front, which that should have been the dead giveaway.
No.
And the tail.
I think I remember. Yeah. I think I remember seeing that on.
That should have been the giveaway when I'm zipping in the front. That lives on social media somewhere. Anyway, so you've been actively doing client events. That's been like a big source. So if I were to ask a question, number one thing you're doing to get business in your database, client events would be your number one?
Client events, because it's not about the event. It's about the ability to have a contact with somebody that's not asking directly for business. You're just calling them so much to make sure you invited them, re-invite them. Hey, thanks for coming, or sorry we missed you. It's the postcard you can mail to them. It's so many touches that they can't forget you, and you're not rude because you're giving them something.
Yeah. What's this holiday card or this Christmas card thing you did?
So I want to thank you. My husband and I want to thank you guys all so much. It made me emotional. Our daughter's autistic. And I put a post on the inner circle that all she cared about for Christmas was Christmas cards. And I couldn't provide that. Obviously, I could go buy some cards and pop them in the mail, but it wasn't the same thing to have them come in all different shapes and all the things. She had 219 cards sent to her.
Wow.
149 came through the Glover organization. 149. Now, I put this in my franchise. I put this in all different areas.
Yeah.
And 75% of the contacts that are already in our database were there for referral partners and showed up for us. We had one market center send 39 of them.
Wow.
It was, my daughter was like, it's for me, it's for me. Aww. And it was just so amazing. She's got them all lined up on her dresser and they're like falling off now. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that, but she won't let you get rid of them, so.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool. That's really special, actually. So I know since you've got involved with us, you've implemented a few things, including something that probably is a little bit uncomfortable for you, and that would be going after expires for sale by owners and circle prospecting. So what has that process looked like for you? Because there's a lot of agents in the audience, as you've heard me say through the years, most agents, not all, who are heavy database agents, do not want to go after the expireds and this circle prospecting the first time owners. And most agents, by the way, and I was one of them, who are good over here at the circle prospecting the expireds and first time owners, don't want to touch database. So you are making a shift, not going away from it, but you're adding in, when we talk about adding people to the funnel, you're adding some new sources that are completely new and slightly uncomfortable for you. So can you tell us about that?
So they're not completely new, and yet they're new again to me with adding the processes the way that you guys have done them. So fun fact, a couple years ago on New Year's Day, while I'll never not do New Year's Day calls, if you don't do them, I don't understand. I called expireds. Nobody was like giving me the time of day. Finally, I got, I'm the girl that doesn't care if it says a business name. A lot of people won't call them, call them. Okay. He answered and he was gruff and he said, I don't like realtors. And I'll be honest, at the time I said, I don't like them either. Because some of us are mean. And he's like, you're gutsy. Meet me at the house and at what time? And I was like, okay. And he's a builder. And I went over there and I met him and he said, I'm going to let you list it. And if you sell it in 9 days, you can have the rest of them. I didn't know how many the rest of them was. And I thought, 9 days, oh my gosh. And this is, you know, not easy at the time. And so I sold it in 2 days. And he gave me 13 more. And yeah, I'm pretty excited by that. The fun part is that I helped him get investors, and we have a neighborhood, and we did 10 of them last year. We'll do 35 of that neighborhood this year. He'll also offsite off of those. That neighborhood will be another 35 more that we'll do. Separate from that, we've had other expires that we've obviously closed. One of the cool things to talk about Sales Rocket, a young agent that just joined our team, I think it's November is when Maddie joined, wasn't fascinated by the fact she gave Glover the credit. So on New Year's Day, she's making her calls. New Year's Day, y'all. And our market price and our average market price in our area is $375. She made it a listing appointment with somebody that was $700,000+.
Yep.
Hadn't only been in the business minutes, had gone through Sales Rocket, had the guts and the glory because of it, and she made the appointment. And so we cheer everything on our team. She comes around, I give her this like large inflatable one, like helium filled one. I was like, "You did it! I'm so excited!" She's like, "Yeah, Jeff was right." I was like. Yes, he was, darling. Yeah.
Just go with it. You're going to be better off. Just go with it.
Yeah, no, I understand. I was like, okay, whatever. Validation's cool. Yeah. I'm really thankful for everything your organization has done. We had a team. We were ninth in the region for 21. It was me and one other agent. We had no admin. And in 22, I decided, right after the awards, I decided it just didn't look like what I wanted it to look like. And I wanted to be a year by myself to figure out what I wanted, what my mission, vision, and values were, and what that looked like.
Yeah.
And Kathy's done an amazing job from February of last year until now, helping me build out what I wanted to look like, helping me raise my lid as a leader.
Yeah.
And if you have never talked to Kathy, you need to.
Yeah.
If you've never taken team building and you want to own a team, do it. Mm-hmm. And systems of real estate, those two classes. Now I've taken all of them. Prospecting Bootcamp made me stronger. Justin's a dynamo. Yep. And I'll never forget his keys speech at retreat 2 years ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that, Tracy, and for everyone. Let's hear it for our panel today. Thank you. Thank you guys. Thank you.
At the midway point of my year, every year, I take a look at what's working in my business and I double down on it. And I take a look at what's not working in my business and I eliminate it. Hi, I'm Realtor Jeff Glover, and I'm excited to announce that I'm going to share with you everything we're going to do to list and sell over 1,000 homes this year right here in my market. You've got the chance to be surrounded by over 1,000 agents from all over North America, from all brokerages. July 15th through the 18th, we're going to be in a little town called Traverse City, Michigan. It's a gorgeous resort town at the Grand Traverse Resort. You can go to gloveru.com/retreat. That's gloveru.com/retreat, or click the link below to take a look at the 3.5-day schedule of one-on-one interviews, masterminds, breakout sessions, main stage segments, and of course, keynote speakers. 3.5 days surrounded by the best of the best in the industry in the middle of the summer. It's a perfect time to get away and prepare yourself for the second half of the year. We'll see you this July.